Hi, you're listening to the Well Podcast, living water for a thirsty world. Join us every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock and 10:30.
Our scripture lesson today is from Paul's letter to the Corinthian church, his first letter to the Corinthian church, chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. And he's talking about spiritual gifts, many gifts, but it's the same Spirit. All of us have different gifts, but it's the same Spirit. So let us stand together as we read our scripture today from 1 Corinthians. Let us read together. Now there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. And there are different activities, but the same God is active in everyone and everything. A manifestation of the Spirit is given to each person to produce what is beneficial. To one is given the message of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, a message of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the performing of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, different kinds of languages. To another, interpretation of languages. But one and the same Spirit is active in all these, distributing to each one as he wills. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So we've been talking about symbols, and symbols are pictures that point beyond themselves. Symbols elicit a response. They also sum up a story. Like, for example, when we talk about Jesus, we can say, if someone says, who is Jesus? Well, first you say, well, join us for our Jesus Who series, which is happening in a couple of weeks. But I'll answer your question now by saying that Jesus is God made flesh. He was incarnate. He was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. And on the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. Or you can point to the cross. Symbols are a bit of a shortcut, so to speak, helping us understand our faith. Tell me about Jesus. Well, all you really need to know is right here on the cross. Jesus lived, suffered, died, and was resurrected for us. So the first week in our symbol series, we talked about the cross. And the second week, we heard Reverend Susie Thomas from First Methodist, and she was talking about the Lamb as a symbol of our faith. Jesus is the Lamb of God. It's like John the Baptist on the banks of the Jordan River saying, behold, the Lamb of God, the Agnus Dei, who takes away the sins of the world. The following week, we talked about the fleur-de-lis as a symbol of our faith. It's a representation of the Trinity. It also has a very storied past of nobility and noble families, but in our neck of the woods, in our neighborhood, it is a symbol of hope, and it's a symbol of rebirth. And it is a symbol that God got us through to a new day. And then last week, Reverend Hadley Edwards, our district superintendent, came to talk to us about the fish, or the ichthus, which is the fancy word. We see when you go to seminary, you learn all of these fancy words, and you can never use them anywhere else. So it looks like a fish, but it's really an ichthus, right? So you can sound smarter in public. It's an ichthus. But he came to talk to us about how Jesus called fishermen, or people who go fishing, and now they are fishers of men, or those who go and find people for the church, to bring people into the church, into communion of Christ, the ichthus. And also, it's kind of an underground symbol. The church was very hipster when it really first started, because it was totally underground, and it was kind of illegal, and all those things we tell youth not to do, that's kind of what the church was when it first started. Underground, illegal, you get in trouble. So they would draw the fish in the sand, one side of it. And then if the person was Christian, they would draw the other side of the fish, and you would know that you're in safe company. It's very cool, very underground. So today, to close our series, we are going to talk about a symbol that's kind of hard to put on paper. It's kind of hard to draw. It's kind of hard to represent. But I'd like to talk to you about diversity as a symbol of our faith. It is a blessing to be in a church when the last 3 weeks we've heard from a white guy, a white girl, and a black guy all giving us the word. In the United Methodist Church, we have men and women ordained, white and black ordained, and it is a blessing to have such diversity in the voices in our church. Diversity can be a growing pain of sorts because that means we won't all agree on everything. But diversity is also a blessing because it gets us closer to the truth of who God is. So instead of talking about a symbol as our last symbol, I want to talk about the people as a symbol of our faith. The people of the church as a symbol of our faith. Now, I was going to talk about how God and St. Paul, the Apostle Paul, talked about in the scripture lesson today, how God has blessed us with lots of different gifts. God has given some a gift of healing, some a gift of music playing, some a gift of teaching math and English, or rebuilding cars. God has given us all gifts, but I can't preach that today, and here's why. Last night, I was helping lead our statewide senior high retreat, and it was in Alexandria, and they closed their time with each other, and it's a midnight communion service in the woods. Again, very hipster underground. They're like drawing fish in the ground. It's very cool, right? And they go into the woods, and it's around about midnight, and they were singing, "Oh, how he loved," and it's haunting because you're walking. It's called a grace path, and if you've ever been at our conference center, in the dark, there's this winding paths, and as you're walking, you're hearing this music echo everywhere. Oh, how he loves us, oh. And you're kind of following the music, and you finally get to this big cross that's out there. I happen to think it looks like a Boeing 747 about to take off, but it's a big cross about, don't tell the bishop I said that. Awkward. But it's a big cross that's out there on the lake, and the youth are there, and they're praying, and they're getting ready for a communion service. And I was talking to them about grace. And as I was talking, I felt the Holy Spirit talk to me, which is very strange to be preaching and then hear the Holy Spirit tell you about the next sermon that's coming up. And it was very, what the Holy Spirit said is, no, you've got it backwards. I know, Reverend Raw, you're going to be preaching about people having lots of gifts, but you have that backwards. God does not bless you with gifts because you are the gift. It is you who are the gift. It is you who is made in the image of God. It's not that God blesses you with gifts. It is God made you to be a gift. And when the light of the Holy Spirit works through you, who and what you are called to be is reflected and is revealed. And that kind of hit me while I was talking to these youth around a campfire. It's funny, I'm talking to them about prevenient, justifying, and sanctifying grace, and I'm thinking about, oh, tomorrow when I talk about gifts, this is going to be... The fire is glowing, right? And they're around the fire, and I see all of these images, these lights, because the light of the fire is bouncing off of them and on the trees, and all of these shadows are up here, and I thought, isn't that amazing that the light is hitting them and then projecting a symbol or an image, and each image is different. In other words, the only reason we know that this altar cloth is green is because light hits it, all colors are absorbed except for green, which is reflected back to you. The only reason we see this as green, or whatever color you might be seeing, is because all color is absorbed and only one color is revealed. In other words, God doesn't bless us with gifts. We are the gift. And the light of the Holy Spirit, when it works through us, then reflects back to the community who and what we are called to become. So it's not that you have been blessed with the gift of hospitality. You are the gift. And when the Spirit works through you, we see in the community, we see hospitality reflected back to us. You are the gift. It is you who are made in the image of God. And I hope that changes maybe the way that you see yourself in the mirror in the morning, that you are a gift. I hope that changes the way that you see the person who is sitting next to you. They too are a gift. I hope that changes the way that you see the person at the grocery store who just cut you in line. They're a gift. I hope that changes the way you see the person who doesn't have enough to go shopping at the grocery. They too are a gift. It is not that God blesses you with gifts. God created you to be a gift. And when the light of the Holy Spirit works through you, what is reflected back is who or what you are called to become. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.